email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Eat, sleep, hurl, repeat. That's the mantra of Bernard Farrell, owner of Farrell Hurls, difficult to say, in Coolock. Though Dublin hasn't always been a hurling stronghold, the boys in blue last won in All-Ireland in 1938. But it's been a good year for them. They got to the semi-final this year. Bernard and his son Dean make hurls, and hopefully at some stage in the future they'll make hurls that will be used by a Dublin team that will win in All-Ireland. Good afternoon, Bernard and Dean.
How are you doing, Ray?
That's the dream, isn't it?
It is indeed. Thanks for having us. It's great.
I think it's not far away, is it?
No, it's not. No, it's. I have to say now, they're doing brilliant this year.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. And it just goes to show that we can compete at the top level.
But they beat Limerick.
Look. Nobody really gave them a chance, being honest. I have to be honest about it. But the way they played, you know, and it just shows.
Yeah.
Like, if you have your mindset, you have all your teamwork done, homework done, you can beat anybody.
I suppose people are saying that was their final.
Yes, definitely.
They were sort of spent after that.
Yeah. But look, a little bit of consistency as well going forward. And I said they have a great year next year, please God. Mm. A couple of young lads coming through with a young team, you know. Yeah. You never know what'll happen.
Now, you make hurls in Coolock. Which is, I'd say, unusual. Like, isn't it? Like, if you ever said, that was never your ambition, was it?
I'm passion. I love passion. Managing teams, making hurls, I'm really passionate. And about 12 years ago, I turned around and I said to my wife, Marguerite, I said, look, it's someone needs to do something on the north side. Let's go and make hurls. And she said, are you sure? It's a big step. And I said, look, we give it a go. So what happened then was I actually bought two planks,
right,
and I made one for my son Dean and his friend Sean.
Hi Dean,
how are you? How's things? How's going?
And they made them and we put them out, and then a few people came to me and said, God, would you make one of them for my son?
Right.
And I was hemming and humming because it actually cost us a fortune on jigsaw blades. When we start, we had only a jigsaw and a little 10-inch block sander. And because it's a hard wood, it actually cost me a fortune on blades.
Can I just ask you, like, you had no experience in making hurls before that?
No.
Was there a YouTube video, how to make a hurl?
No. I'll tell you what it was. We went down to a good friend of ours, PJ Massey.
Right.
And we went down and he showed us, he was watching him how to make them all. And he said, would you like to make one? I said, I'd love to make one. Okay. Stay here for a couple of months, we'll show you. So we kept going up and down, made a few. Now he says, would you like to make one? I says, yeah, okay, give us a plank. And if you made a mistake, he charged you €10 for the plank. So you learnt pretty quick how to make it. So you watched, you learnt how it's done. And that's how it all started.
It's ash, of course.
It's Irish ash, only Irish ash.
Yeah.
The ash at the moment is very hard to get, but it's great if you can get it.
And what did you do before you started making
horses? I was actually a stonemason by trade, believe it or not. I was a stonemason for a good about 9-10 years. And I was with a company and they all let all Irish lads go. So what happened then was I come home to my wife and I said, Margaret, I have to do something. And she says, what do you think? And I said, making hurls.
Right.
And she looked at me and she says, are you for real? And I said, no, look, I know I can do it. I said, I just got to find out what way to go, where to buy the ash, where to source the ash, who to learn from. And as I said, we went down to PJ and we started all off from then and he put us in the right road.
So historic moment for you, Dean, because you had one of the first hurls made by Farrell Hurls.
That's right, the first ever hurl made. Dad was making it. It took him 3 nights to make it. As you said there, he used the jigsaw and stuff. So there was a lot of work went into it for the first ever hurl.
And the boss and all that sort of thing, are there specific dimensions that you have to meet?
There is. There's certain guides. Like a goalkeeper would have a bigger hurl. There's certain limits you can use. You can't use a goalkeeper's hurl outfield. It's too big. It's not fair on the outfield players, you know that way. So there will be certain limits there. Yeah. There's like loads. There's 40 different shapes as well. You'd have your Wexford shape, Kilkenny shape, Galway shape. So each county has their own shape. Do you know that way?
Didn't know that.
No. So we came up with our own shape. It's called the Dean shape. It's a bit of it. The Dean shape.
Oh, you're
it's my own shape. Yeah,
right,
yeah.
So we used
there's a hurling name after me. Yeah. So it's a bit of 3 or 4 different styles put together. The one that suits me the best.
Right.
So yeah, there's. Like each hurler is very different. Like I started off playing when I was 4. They hadn't got a team for me at that age. I was playing under 8s. But you can see now the hurling has come on very good in Dublin. There's a lot of work going in Dublin. Like a hurley maker will make a round handle for a free taker, certain different unique things for different players you would have.
Right.
So there's a lot goes into it. It's not just the making of a hurl.
And have you sold your hurls to a lot of counties or exclusively Dublin?
Everywhere, worldwide. Everywhere.
Right.
Worldwide.
Yeah.
They're going to America, Sweden, everywhere, England.
And you were doing it out of the shed for how many years?
We were doing it out of the shed for about a year and a half out the back of the house.
Right.
And what happened then was people would come in early morning and they'd be dropping holes in and say, look, can you fix this? I'll pick it up in the evening time. But what was happening was...
What do you mean fix it?
Fixing a hole, repair the hole. The hole might be broken training.
Right.
And that's one of the holes that they love. So what they do is they bring it up to us and say, look, any chance you could fix that and have it back to me. So we bring it in on a Tuesday.
And what would you do with it?
Pull and glue it or dowel it.
Right.
So what we do is we pull it open. So it would be cracked straight up the middle.
Yeah.
We pull it open.
Yeah.
Sometimes we put wooden dowels in it.
Uh-huh.
Glue it. Put it back together and put double bands, steel bands on
it. So they liked it that much?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They would... We have one particular man come in years ago, his favourite hole. We fixed it about 6-7 times.
Right.
He actually cried when I said to him, we can't fix it anymore.
No.
You get a feel for it. Once you have your favourite hole and you're playing any adult hurling level, you're used to that hurl. You're so used to it. It's just a feel. Even when you pick up a different hurl, it doesn't feel the same. So to get attached, it's like an extension of the arm, I suppose.
Yes.
Attached to your favourite hurl.
And have any of your hurls appeared in Croke Park?
They have.
We did.
They have.
Yeah, they have. Yeah.
How do you know?
We actually have pictures of them. A lot of the girls would use them.
Right.
All-Ireland final there when they won the junior, I think it was 2019.
That's right.
A lot of the Granada Power and all these girls use them as well.
Is it a dying trade?
It is to an extent. There's not an awful lot of young people at the moment, hurley makers.
Right.
And what we're trying to do, we're trying to encourage young lads. Now, I have to be honest with you, if I had to do it again, I don't think I would have started because it's very, very hard. It's very hard starting off, especially if you're in Dublin. They don't say, these mates are made in Dublin. No. But as I said to you, you have to have the passion. Mm-hmm. You have to have the contacts. And it's starting off is very hard.
Any idea how many hurley makers there are in the country?
I'd say you'd be close to probably 40 to 50 right. Full-time hurley makers. There's a lot of part-time hurley makers.
And do you say hurley or hurl?
This is the debate that'll never be settled, I suppose. Come on is the only option that you can't get caught out with.
You robbed me now. I was going to say, come on there.
So up in Dublin, it's called a hurl. Down the country, it's called a hurley.
Yeah.
It's a debate that's never going to be won. It's a hurl or a hurley. Come on is the safe option, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah.
That gets you out of trouble if you say
it's,
come on.
It's a compromise.
Yeah.
And you're in the business now as well, Dean?
I'm in the business since I left school in 2015. I went straight into the business, full-time hurley making. As I said, I'm still playing myself. So myself and my father would have represented our counties as well and played with Dublin and stuff. So we've a lot of experience into it. If you're looking to be a multimillionaire, it's not the business. It's more for passion. Like there's weeks there when my father started, he didn't get a wage. It was just a passion. It's going out, like you're going out to market playing the pitch and you've made that hurl the day before. There's a great buzz off it, you know that way?
Yeah.
So it's all about the passion. When we're not making hurls, we're still playing or we're coaching teams. We're heavily involved.
You play what level?
I play senior one hurling with St. Oliver Plunkett as my club.
Right.
I'm playing a goal with them now. We have a game on Friday night, the senior A championship in Parnell Park.
So you'll be using Farrell hurls.
With
a big boss.
With a big boss, you'll need it in goal.
Nobody would ever measure the dimensions of your hurl.
Yeah. Not really with the lads. You kind of get away with it to a certain extent. Like with the Camogie girls, like a goalkeeper can't take a free outfield with a goalkeeper's hurls. Right. They have to use an outfield hurl, where in senior hurling or adult hurling, a goalkeeper can come out and take a free with a proper hurl.
Right.
To a certain limit, you'll get away with it, but... See, the bigger hedge, you have more weight, you won't swing the hurl as quick. So there's certain aspects to that as well.
Pros and cons.
Exactly,
Exactly. And you represented Dublin at what, Bernard?
I represented Dublin from the underage 12 right up to senior. Won an All-Ireland in 84.
Hurling or football?
Football.
Right.
And I played both, actually, football and hurling for Dublin. But 84, we won the minor All-Ireland football.
Right. Because I was reading an analysis piece on Dublin hurling there in preparation for this interview. And they were saying that part of the problem for Dublin is the success of the footballers. That when it comes to the crunch moment for dual players and they have to choose between football and hurling, they'll follow success. So they go with the football. But this year is the first time in a long time that the hurlers got further than the footballers.
Mm-hmm.
So things might be changing.
Things are definitely changing. There's a lot of development going into hurling in Dublin and a lot of money put into it. So at some stage, it has to pay off at some stage. Do you know what I mean? But as I said, look, it's been a long time since Dublin sort of get into an All-Ireland semi-final. Andy Daly had them to get into an All-Ireland semi-final. But the time is coming now where they've achieved what they know they can achieve.
Yeah.
A little bit more consistency.
So they've had two waves, if you like.
Yeah.
And maybe the third wave will be the successful one.
Yeah.
Hurling was coming along well in Dublin until about 2 weeks ago, says Dan in Cork. It's called a Hurley in Tip.
Yeah.
So as you said, down the country it's Hurley.
Yeah.
It's Hurley and come on. Yeah. So do you mind me asking you how many would you make in a day or is it?
We'd make probably around 100, maybe 110 a day.
Would you?
Yeah, we would, yeah. It only takes about 10 minutes to make a hole. And that's made by hand now.
Yeah.
That's made by hand.
But that jigsaw you had out in the shed, it's well gone.
That's well and truly gone.
You're
going to cost a fortune.
We'd have three bandsaws now, two sanders, so it's all done with that. So it speeds up the process.
Yeah.
And we'd work together as a team. We'd do them in batches, so you wouldn't be making one or two at a time. You'd be making batches, say 50, take a break, 50.
Yeah.
So Bairn would be cutting out bandsawing them and I'd be in rough sanding them. And we've another colleague, Micheál, who'd be in smooth sanding them as well.
Right.
So it's a real family business. My mother runs the shop. My grandfather goes down and collects the ash. We have a lot of friends involved in the GA. When we're really stuck, they come in and give us a hand as well. So it's it's like the GA. It's real family orientated. Everyone's really close and we all get stuck in. But it's good.
Family is GA. We're all a family.
And you get passion. That's one of the words.
You have to have the passion, right? You have to have, especially if you're making holes, you have to have passion. Do you know what I mean? Because some days you'd be in there now and things wouldn't go your way. Or whatever might happen, you have to say, right, let's just keep it going, you know?
Yeah. Fascinating. And lovely, I'd imagine. I'm trying to see if I know the smell of ash in my head. Is it a nice smell?
Do you know something? If I go into my workshop, I don't get it. But if I go into someone else's workshop, I get it.
Yeah.
And you can get that smell of ash.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Cut ash.
People love it when they come in. Oh, it's a lovely smell of ash. I don't know what you're even smelling there. That's not what I mean.
We're immune to it now at this stage.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
Have you got a website?
We don't at the moment. We're on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, at Farrell Hurl. So we do a lot of our stuff through Instagram at the moment. The website's in the process of being done at the moment.
Is it a cup? Is it a championship game on Friday?
Championship, Senior A Championship. We're playing Vincent's in Parnell Park on Friday night. Yeah, right. So it'll be a good game.
Right, well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
Bernard Farrell, Dean Farrell, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
You're the first person I've met, Dean, who has a hurl named after him. Good luck.
Thanks very much.